64. How does the open/closed principle, OCP, relate to polymorphism? OCP encourages the use of polymorphism by enabling you to extend behavior through inheritance or interfaces without changing existing code. This allows you to introduce new behavior through new subclasses or implementations without modifying existing code, following the open for extension, closed for modification concept. 65. What are the key benefits of adhering to the solid principles in large-scale enterprise systems? The key benefits include better scalability, easier maintenance, flexibility in extending features, reduced risk of introducing bugs, and more testable and modular components. Adhering to solid allows large-scale systems to grow and evolve with fewer issues over time. 66. How does ISP help in reducing unnecessary dependencies between classes? ISP helps reduce unnecessary dependencies by ensuring that classes are only forced to implement methods relevant to them. This prevents classes from being dependent on methods they don't use and minimizes coupling, leading to a more efficient and maintainable system. 67. Can you explain how applying OCP can make a system more scalable? By following OCP, new functionality can be added to a system without modifying existing code. This makes it easier to scale the system by introducing new features or behaviors via extensions or new subclasses, avoiding the risk of breaking existing functionality. 68. How does SRP ensure that changes are isolated to a specific part of the code? SRP ensures that each class is responsible for only one aspect of the system's functionality, meaning that changes to one responsibility will not affect other parts of the system. This isolation of concerns makes changes easier to manage and reduces the risk of unintended side effects. 69. How does applying the open/closed principle, OCP, to a notification system improve its extensibility? In a notification system, OCP allows you to add new types of notifications, e.g. email, SMS, push notifications, by creating new subclasses or implementing new classes that extend the base notification functionality. Existing notification types and the overall system remain unchanged, making it easy to add new features without modifying the core system. 70. Can you provide an example of violating DIP in a simple calculator system? Violating DIP would mean that a high-level class, such as calculator, directly depends on low-level classes like addition or subtraction rather than depending on abstractions, interfaces. This would result in tight coupling and make it difficult to extend or change the calculator's functionality. 71. How can applying the solid principles improve the testing process? By adhering to solid principles, the system becomes more modular, making it easier to isolate and test individual components. Each class and method becomes more focused on a single responsibility, and dependencies are minimized, allowing for more straightforward unit testing and better test coverage. 72. What is an example of breaking LSP in an inventory system? In an inventory system, breaking LSP could occur if a subclass of product overrides a method in such a way that it doesn't adhere to the expected behavior. For example, if product has a getPrice method that returns a positive value, but a subclass overrides it to return a negative value in some cases, this would violate LSP. 73. Can you explain how to apply the open/closed principle in a logging system? In a logging system, OCP can be applied by creating an abstract logger class or interface and extending it for different types of logging, e.g., file logger, console logger, database logger. This allows new loggers to be added without modifying the existing system. 74. How does SRP relate to refactoring code? SRP helps identify areas in the code that have more than one responsibility, which can be refactored into separate classes or modules. By doing so, it reduces the complexity of individual components and makes them easier to maintain and extend. 75. What is an example of violating ISP in a system with different types of payment methods? Violating ISP would occur if a payment interface forces classes that implement it to provide methods that they don't need. For instance, if the payment method interface includes methods like refund for credit card payments, but a PayPal payment class doesn't require a refund method, it would violate ISP. 76. How can LSP help ensure that a subclass can replace its parent class in a car rental system? LSP ensures that a subclass can replace its parent class without affecting the expected behavior. In a car rental system, if a car class has a method get fuel efficiency, and a subclass electric car overrides it, it should return a valid result, e.g., get electric efficiency, and not break the expected behavior of car objects. 77. How can the dependency inversion principle help in improving the flexibility of a system? DIP improves flexibility by ensuring that high-level modules don't depend on low-level modules, but instead depend on abstractions, interfaces. This allows for easier swapping of implementations without changing high-level logic, making it easier to adapt to new requirements or technologies. 78. What is the relationship between OCP and inheritance in object-oriented design? OCP and inheritance are closely related. Inheritance allows you to extend the behavior of a class without modifying it, which is the essence of OCP. By creating subclasses, you can extend functionality without modifying the base class, ensuring the system remains open for extension but closed for modification. 79. Can you provide an example of violating SRP in a logging system? Violating SRP in a logging system would occur if a logger class is responsible not only for logging messages, but also for managing user authentication. This would violate SRP because the class has more than one responsibility. 80. How does applying the open/closed principle make it easier to add new features to an application? By following OCP, new features can be added through the extension of existing classes or creation of new subclasses, rather than altering existing code. This reduces the risk of breaking existing functionality and makes the system more adaptable to change. 81. How does SOLID help in creating code that is easier to refactor? SOLID principles help by ensuring that each component of the system has a single responsibility, is open for extension but closed for modification, and depends on abstractions. This makes it easier to refactor because the code is modular, flexible, and less interdependent. 82. How would you refactor a system violating SRP by combining multiple responsibilities into one class? To refactor a system violating SRP, you would separate the concerns by creating different classes for each responsibility. For instance, if a user service class is handling both user registration and notification sending, you could create separate user registration service and notification service classes to handle these responsibilities. 83. How does LSP help ensure that subclasses adhere to the same contract as their parent classes? LSP ensures that subclasses adhere to the same contract as their parent classes by guaranteeing that any subclass can be used interchangeably with the parent class without changing the expected behavior of the program. This ensures that the subclass does not break or alter any functionality defined by the parent class. 84. Can you provide an example of a class that violates OCP in a reporting system? A class violates OCP in a reporting system if it needs to be modified to add new report types instead of allowing for extension. For example, a report generator class that requires changes to add new report formats would violate OCP. Instead, you should create separate classes that extend a base report interface. 85. How would applying DIP solve the problem of tightly coupled code? Applying DIP would solve the problem of tightly coupled code by ensuring that high-level modules depend on abstractions, not on concrete implementations. This allows low-level modules to change or be replaced without affecting the high-level modules, improving flexibility and reducing coupling. 86. How does ISP help improve code by allowing better use of interfaces? ISP improves code by ensuring that classes implement only the methods they need. This reduces the number of unused methods in an interface, leading to cleaner, more efficient, and maintainable code, as classes are not forced to depend on methods they don't need. 87. What is a real-world example of violating LSP in a shipping system? A real-world example of violating LSP in a shipping system would occur if a shipping method class has a calculate shipping cost method, and a subclass express shipping overrides this method to return an invalid result, e.g., a negative cost, in certain cases. This would violate LSP because the subclass does not guarantee the same behavior as the parent class. 88. How would you apply OCP in an e-commerce application to add new payment methods? To apply OCP in an e-commerce application for new payment methods, you could define a payment method interface with a process payment method. Then, you can create subclasses for each new payment method, e.g., credit card payment, PayPal payment, without modifying the existing payment logic, allowing for easy extension of payment methods. 89. Can you provide an example of a system where DIP helps in reducing dependencies? DIP helps in reducing dependencies in a notification system by ensuring that the notification service class depends on an abstraction, notification interface, rather than on concrete implementations like email notification or SMS notification. This allows the system to easily introduce new notification types without modifying the existing logic. 90. How does SOLID contribute to better system scalability? SOLID contributes to system scalability by allowing the system to be more modular, flexible, and easier to extend. By adhering to SOLID principles, you can add new features or components without breaking existing functionality. This promotes the ability to scale the system as new requirements emerge while maintaining its overall stability. 91. How can SRP prevent the modification of unrelated functionality? SRP prevents the modification of unrelated functionality by ensuring that a class has only one reason to change. This makes it easier to maintain and extend the system, as changes to one responsibility do not affect others. 92. Can you explain how DIP affects code reusability? DIP improves code reusability by decoupling high-level modules from low-level modules, allowing for easy swapping of implementations without affecting the entire system. This leads to reusable components that can be mixed and matched based on different requirements. 93. How does OCP allow for the addition of new features without breaking existing code? OCP allows for the addition of new features by ensuring that the existing code remains closed for modification but open for extension. This means that you can add new functionality through inheritance or composition without altering the original code. 94. What's an example of violating ISP in an e-commerce application? A violation of ISP in an e-commerce application could occur if a payment service interface forces all implementing classes to support methods that they don't need. For example, if credit card payment is forced to implement refund payment, even though it doesn't handle refunds. 95. Can you describe how SRP benefits debugging and testing? SRP benefits debugging and testing by reducing the complexity of each class. Since each class is responsible for only one thing, it is easier to isolate issues during debugging and testing, and tests are more focused and less prone to side effects. 96. How does LSP relate to inheritance and polymorphism in Java? LSP is closely related to inheritance and polymorphism in Java because it ensures that subclasses can be used interchangeably with their parent classes without altering the expected behavior. This guarantees that polymorphic behavior is consistent and reliable across the class hierarchy. 97. How would you apply OCP to add new shipping methods in a logistics system? To apply OCP in a logistics system for new shipping methods, you can define an abstract shipping method class or interface and create subclasses for each shipping method, e.g., ground shipping, air shipping. Each new shipping method can then be added without modifying the existing system. 98. How does Solid impact code maintainability? Solid impacts code maintainability by encouraging modular, reusable, and easily extendable code. By following Solid principles, developers can make changes without fear of breaking other parts of the code, ensuring that the system remains adaptable and easy to maintain. 99. Can you explain how LSP can be violated in a system with a rectangle class and a square subclass? LSP can be violated in a system with a rectangle class and a square subclass if the square class overrides methods in such a way that it does not behave like a rectangle. For example, if square restricts the setting of width and height to be equal, it breaks the substitution principle since a square can no longer be used as a rectangle in polymorphic contexts. 100. How does DIP improve testing in Java? DIP improves testing in Java by making it easier to mock dependencies in unit tests. Since high-level modules depend on abstractions rather than concrete implementations, you can inject mock dependencies into the system, making it simpler to isolate and test individual components. 101. How does OCP help in reducing regression testing efforts? OCP helps reduce regression testing efforts by ensuring that new features are added through extensions, rather than modifications to existing code. This ensures that previously tested code remains untouched, reducing the need for extensive regression tests. 102. How would you apply the ISP to a user management system? To apply ISP to a user management system, you would design smaller, more specific interfaces for each type of user functionality. For example, instead of having a single user actions interface with methods for both managing users and handling authentication, you could separate them into user management and authentication interfaces. 103. Can you explain the relation between Solid principles and refactoring? Solid principles encourage clean, modular, and flexible code, which makes refactoring easier. Refactoring is the process of improving the internal structure of code without changing its external behavior. Solid principles provide a clear structure, which reduces the risk of introducing bugs during refactoring. 104. How does SRP relate to the concept of high cohesion in classes? SRP encourages high cohesion in classes by ensuring that each class has only one reason to change. This leads to better organization, with all methods and properties within a class being closely related, improving maintainability and readability. 105. What are some challenges you might face when implementing DIP in a legacy codebase? Implementing DIP in a legacy codebase can be challenging due to tight coupling between high-level and low-level modules. You may need to refactor large portions of the code to introduce abstractions and interfaces, which can be time-consuming and error-prone. Additionally, there may be resistance from developers who are used to the existing design. 106. Can you describe a situation where violating OCP leads to maintenance problems? Violating OCP can lead to maintenance problems when a change in a single requirement forces modifications to multiple parts of the code. For instance, if you need to add a new discount method in a billing system, and the existing code forces you to modify multiple classes directly, it becomes error-prone and difficult to maintain. 107. What's the difference between an interface and an abstract class in relation to DIP? The difference lies in the level of abstraction. An interface provides a contract for behavior without any implementation, allowing for more flexibility when applying DIP. An abstract class can provide partial implementation but may limit flexibility compared to interfaces, especially if you need to change the implementation in the future. 108. How can LSP ensure correct behavior when extending classes? LSP ensures correct behavior when extending classes by making sure that the subclass can be substituted for the parent class without altering the expected behavior. This means that the subclass should fulfill the same contract as the parent class, ensuring that it behaves correctly when used in polymorphic contexts. 109. How does applying solid principles improve collaboration among developers? Applying solid principles improves collaboration by making code more modular and understandable. When classes follow solid principles, it's easier for multiple developers to work on different parts of the system without stepping on each other's toes. It also becomes easier to review, test, and extend the code. 110. How can SRP help avoid the God class anti-pattern? SRP helps avoid the God class anti-pattern by ensuring that a class has a single responsibility, making it focused and manageable. This reduces the risk of a class becoming overly complex and taking on multiple unrelated responsibilities, which can make the code difficult to maintain and understand. 111. How can the dependency injection pattern be used to follow DIP? The dependency injection, DI, pattern follows DIP by decoupling the class dependencies from the class itself. Instead of a class creating its own dependencies, the dependencies are provided, injected, from the outside, usually via constructors, setters, or interfaces, which ensures high-level modules are not dependent on low-level modules. 112. Can you explain how a factory method can be used to respect OCP? A factory method respects OCP by allowing new product types to be introduced without modifying existing code. By using a factory method, the creation of new objects is centralized, and subclasses can define new products without altering the client code, adhering to the open/closed principle. 113. How can LSP be violated in a class hierarchy? LSP can be violated if a subclass changes or overrides the behavior of a superclass in a way that breaks the expected functionality. For example, if a bird class has a method fly, and a penguin subclass overrides it by throwing an exception instead of implementing a valid fly behavior, this would violate LSP. 114. What is the impact of applying solid principles on performance? Applying solid principles can lead to a more maintainable and scalable code base, but it may introduce a slight overhead due to the use of interfaces, abstraction layers, or additional classes. However, the benefits in terms of readability, flexibility, and testability typically outweigh any performance trade-offs in most applications. 115. How does DIP affect the ease of unit testing? DIP makes unit testing easier by ensuring that high-level modules depend on abstractions, which can be easily mocked or stubbed in tests. This allows for isolated testing of components without the need for complex real-world dependencies.